Support for this podcast comes from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative, connecting communities with the resources, infrastructure, and networks to ensure a vibrant local free press.
From KVPR in Fresno, this is Central Valley Daily. It's Election Day, Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm Sarith Hawk. Under the Trump administration, there have been major cuts to government aid programs. That includes new threats to withhold funding altogether.
Fraud needs to be dealt with, and I have no sympathy for fraudsters. They should be prosecuted. But the answer can't be taking food away from hungry people, which is what they're doing. It can't be using that as a pretext to simply punish states that didn't vote for the president.
We speak with California Senator Adam Schiff about the impact of federal cuts in the state and this high-stakes election year for Democrats. But first, these headlines. Mail-in voting began in early May, but so far, just 15% of voters have returned their ballots as of Sunday. That's according to the voter data firm Political Data, Inc. Our news partner CalMatters reports that's similar to the number of ballots returned in the 2022 June primary. But this time around, Democratic voters are turning in their ballots slower than last time. Republicans, on the other hand, have a higher rate of return so far. And with the primary election approaching today, tens of thousands of San Joaquin Valley residents have already cast their ballots. James Coos is Fresno County's Registrar of Voters. As of Monday, he says about 80,000 mail-in ballots have already been received.
And that's pretty good. That's actually ahead of recent primaries for Fresno County.
As for why, he's not sure, especially with 61 candidates for governor on the ballot.
When there are so many candidates, that's going to spread and it's going to cause some confusion. It's going to turn off some voters.
Mail-in votes are up in Merced County, too. But the tally so far in Kern and Madera counties is about average. And it's below average in Mariposa and Tulare counties. Authorities say a months-long investigation into a Fresno County gang network has disrupted organized criminal activity throughout the Central Valley and led to dozens of arrests. KVPR's Samantha Rangel has this report.
California Attorney General Rob Bonta stood with the Fresno County Sheriff's Department and other law enforcement agencies to announce the results of Operation Hands Down. The multi-agency investigation spanned Fresno, Tulare, Kings, and San Joaquin counties. It targeted what investigators described as a large-scale criminal enterprise that involved gun trafficking, drug sales, and sex offenses. Officials say dozens of federal and state search warrants were served, and that led to 69 arrests and identifying one suspect in Mexico. 73 guns were also confiscated. The operation also uncovered the involvement of juveniles, including gang members as young as 15, accused of possessing and selling firearms. With KVPR News, I'm Samantha Rangel.
Plans may be in the works to build a new immigration detention center near the city of Gilroy. If it moves forward, the facility would be the ninth to operate in California. The potential facility could be built just outside the city. On its website, city leaders acknowledged limited information is available about the project because the federal government is not required to follow the local permitting process. The city of Gilroy says it will continue to work with Santa Clara County leaders to gather information. A remote housing development in Stanislaus County has secured a new agreement for its water supply. The 600-home Diablo Canyon development receives its water from the Kern County Water Agency. But earlier this year, the agency claimed Diablo Canyon owed $14 million. According to our news partner, SJV Water, the two entities recently reached a deal to erase the debt. The water rates will remain high, as much as $400 a month.
Your support of KVPR is more than a donation. It's a declaration. It's taking a stand for your right to be informed, to ask questions, and get real answers. At a time when media companies are consolidating left and right, public radio is one of the last truly independent sources of information. This station is now 100% community supported. Make your declaration and donation today at kvpr.org.
And now to our main story. July 4th will mark 1 year since President Donald Trump signed into law the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, or H.R. 1, the broad, sweeping landmark law extended Trump's 2017 tax cuts and included a permanent increase in the child tax credit. But getting much of the attention were its cuts to Medicaid spending. It also expanded work requirements in order to qualify for SNAP benefits, known in California as CalFresh.
The cuts are devastating, and we're only seeing the first phase of those cuts. Soon, there are going to be even more significant losses of SNAP benefits.
That's U.S. Senator Adam Schiff from California. Last week, he visited the Central California Food Bank in Fresno, which is bracing for these deep cuts. Schiff spent time listening to a roundtable of concerned advocates and agencies who see firsthand the big need for the food bank. The new work requirements that went into effect on Monday give 3 months for CalFresh recipients to meet the criteria or lose their benefits.
I think what was most impactful were hearing from people that are getting food here and what it means when their SNAP benefits get cut, what it means when you hear the mother of two children who is worried about how is she going to feed her family and having to make those difficult choices.
According to the Nonpartisan Research and Policy Institute, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, it's estimated that SNAP participation has fallen by 3.5 million people nationwide since the law was implemented. In California, that number has dropped by 6%.
The cuts that we made to food programs, the cuts we made to SNAP, and I say we as a Congress as a whole because I voted against it, but that was to fund tax cuts for really wealthy people and large corporations. So we're taking food away from places like this and the hungry families they serve so that we can fund a tax cut for super wealthy people who already have more they could spend in a lifetime. And that just seems so wrong to me.
As part of his Valley visit, Schiff touted $1 million in federal funding he secured to help construct a new volunteer center at the Central California Food Bank. The facility will help pack and process more food for families. At the event, I had the chance to speak one-on-one with the Democratic senator. We discussed what's at stake for California with more threats of federal cuts to health care benefits on the horizon.
Well, these cuts are targeting basically blue states. It's as if there's no fraud in red states, which is a plain falsehood. Fraud needs to be dealt with, and I have no sympathy for fraudsters. They should be prosecuted. But the answer can't be taking food away from hungry people, which is what they're doing. It can't be using that as a pretext to simply punish states that didn't vote for the president. And if the vice president wants to start by attacking fraud, he can start by attacking the fraudulent slush fund the administration wants to create, $1.776 billion. Or even forget the slush fund, the $1 billion the president wants to spend in a ballroom, $1 billion here in the Central Valley to help feed people, to help grow industry here, to bring new technology into the classrooms here, that would be a game changer. So let's stop the fraudulent waste of taxpayer dollars on ballrooms and slush funds. Let's invest it in our people.
Looking ahead right now, we talked a little bit earlier about this being election season. Where do you sort of see the Democratic Party headed? You know, there's a lot of different kinds of leaders, from progressive to moderate to more conservative in the Democratic Party. Do you see anywhere where we're kind of leaning as the general election gets closer?
I think the common thread is a vigorous opposition to the status quo. We have got to bring about profound change in this country, profound change that makes sure that if people are working hard, they can earn a good living, that we have a progressive tax code so that we don't have a handful of families with the accumulated wealth of much of the rest of the country. So I think that really the Democratic Party needs to be laser focused on making the economy work for families again, bringing down housing costs by building a ton more housing. I've got a Housing Boom Act designed to dramatically expand housing construction in California and elsewhere. Bringing down healthcare costs with things like Medicare for All, things that are transformative, non-incremental, We simply cannot before a status quo that is deeply unacceptable to the American people.
And if the party is able to take back control of either, you know, the Senate or the House, do you think that there is much that can be done with President Trump still in office?
Well, if the president is serious at some point about addressing the high cost of living, we're going to pass bills to bring down those costs. And we'll see whether it's just a fiction or whether that he's willing to work with us on it. I hope that he's willing to work with us on it. I don't want to have to wait 2 more years until he's out of office. But we're going to do everything we can to help make it affordable for people to provide for themselves and their family.
And lastly, I want to ask, you know, you said up and down the state, going to different food banks. What has been sort of the tying thread with your visits that has really struck you the most?
I've been visiting with farmers and farm workers and food banks that are all part of the same system of making sure that we can feed ourselves in this country. And everyone is in a kind of crisis right now. There's probably never been a more challenging time to be a farmer. They've always had to deal with the fortuities of weather and water, but now the fortuities of tariffs that are on again and off again, the fortuity that fertilizer costs have gone up so high or they can't get fertilizer for next year. This is a crisis and it has to be addressed. It's a food crisis now for families. This is a man-made crisis because of this massive cut to SNAP, but that has to be addressed. We have to make sure that the nonprofits that are really serving people have the resources they need to try to fill in. But this is what I've been seeing as I've been visiting families and food banks and farmers, and that is they all feel the crisis. They just want Washington to try to fix it and not be part of the problem, and that it shouldn't be too much to ask.
That was my conversation with California Senator Adam Schiff at the Central California Food Bank in Fresno. And a quick update about the Trump administration's $1.8 billion payout fund. On Monday, the Justice Department agreed to obey a judge's order to temporarily halt the fund. According to the Washington Post and other outlets, several Republican senators have indicated that plans for the fund could soon be abandoned. And that's today's show. Today's episode was produced by Jonathan Linden and KVPR with support from the Central Valley Journalism Collaborative. I'm Sarith Hawk. Find the latest local news anytime at kvpr.org.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.